Ja, tisto, kar smo se do zdaj pogovarjali pri tem predmetu, so bili v prevodnika, ampak nikjer nobene omembe, kako mi te stvari pravzaprav uporabljamo pri visokih frekvencah. Vsa naša veze so bila nizkofrekvenčna, vsi so smo računali kapacitivnosti in druge pojave časovne, ampak nikjer nismo imeli točno omembe, kaj se dogaja pri visokih frekvencah. Ne? Kako te stvari uporabljati, miriti, izkoristiti pojave pri višjih frekvencah. So what we are talking up to now, the 3 weeks, were many. I tried to repeat something you should already, a few things you should already know about semiconductors, but everything we were discussing about, also issues like speed, we are always discussing this speed in terms of low frequency effects, where we usually use an oscilloscope to measure the device and see what's going on. Zdaj, pri visokih frekvencah je treba pogledati, kaj sploh znamo meriti. Ne? So the
first question is what we can measure.
No, in meritev, kaj lahko mi naredimo, če imamo mi tukaj eno neznano breme? In priklopimo tu breme na vir, lahko damo tukaj en ampermeter, lahko damo tukaj, recimo, en voltmeter. Ne? In zdaj, po definiciji, impedanca ne, je napetost deljeno z tokom. Ne? Voltmeter nam da napetost, ampermeter nam da tok. Ne? So, talking about theory, we have to measure an impedance. In the harmonic world, in the world of harmonic quantities, at a certain frequency, omega. So this source has a frequency, omega. An impedance is defined as a ratio of voltage divided by current. Zdaj postavi se vprašanje, a je tu sploh kar sem narisal smiselno ali niso. When discussing a measurement like this one, we have to see what we can really do in practice. Se pravi, v resnici, kakšne stvari imamo? Vemo, da v resničnem svetu impedanca ampermetra je večja od nič. In the real world, the impedance of an ammeter is larger than zero. It's not zero. The ideal ammeter would have zero impedance. And the impedance of the voltmeter is less than infinity. Se pravi, impedanca voltmetra je manjša kot neskončnost. In tukaj tale tok voltmetra nam kazi meritev. Lahko bi seveda stvari narisal drugače, lahko bi dal tako vir, bi dal tukaj od spredi ampermeter, voltmeter, ne? Bi dal tukaj ampermeter, ne? Bi dal tukaj naše breme, neznano, ne? Ampak v tem primeru pa napetost voltmetra nam kazi tukaj stvari, ne? So in if I arrange my test equipment in a different way, so I put first the voltmeter, then the ammeter, then it's the voltage drop across the ammeter that spoils the accuracy of my measurement. Jasno, ti stranski učinki so pri nizkih frekvencah, pri 50 Hz so te stranski učinki majhni. Za 50 Hz imamo na razpolago odlične ampermetre, ki ga skoraj nič na trajno impedanco, imamo na razpolago odlične voltmetre, ki imajo skoraj neskončno veliko notranjo impedanco. Ne? So at low frequencies, for instance, for the main circuits, at 50 Hz, we have excellent instruments, ammeters that have a very, very low internal impedance, and voltmeters that have a very high internal impedance. So these problems usually do not happen. They are not important. As we go higher with frequency, the more difficult is the problem. Pravi, kakor gremo višjemo frekvenco, tako postaja ta stvar, ta meritu težja, ker voltmeter je meni ideal, ampermeter je meni idealen. Tu pa ni vse. Imamo še eno težavo, verjetno tu hočete se vprašati.
Notranja opora ampermetra.
Notranja impedanca ampermetra. Moramo reči impedanca. So this is the internal impedance of the ammeter that's really making the troubles here. Here we have the voltage drop of the ammeter. Tukaj imamo padec napetosti na ampermetru. V tem primeru tukaj nas pa moti tok voltmetra, so the current of the voltmeter is disturbing the measurement here.
Ne samo
tukaj. So the internal impedance of the ammeter is a problem here. And here is the problem, the internal impedance of the voltmeter in this circuit. Depending on the circuit. In this circuit is the voltmeter that causes the troubles, here is the ammeter that causes the troubles. V tem vjezu nam ampermeter dela v naša napake, v tem vjezu nam voltmeter v naša napake. Na? Više, kakor gremo s frekvenco, vjezu so te napake, ker pač manj idealni so gradniki, ki jih imamo. Na? So this is just one of the problems. To je samo ena težava, ki jo imamo. Ne? Pri izmeničnih veličinah imamo še eno hujšo težavo, ki jo nismo narisali na tablo. So with the AC voltages and currents, we yet have another problem we didn't even mention on the table. In tista težava, ki smo je nismo napisali, je tu, kaj sploh zna meriti ampermeter, kaj sploh zna meriti voltmeter. So, with AC currents and voltages, the question is, what are our instruments able to measure? The voltmeter and the ammeter. Večinoma ampermetri so we have simple instrument. Ampermeter namesto toka zna meriti samo velikost toka in namesto napetosti zna meriti samo velikost napetosti. Ne? Če bi napisali zdaj, da pač tok je nek velikost tega toka krat ena jod faza toka in napetost je neka velikost, napetost je amplituda krat ena jod faza napetosti. So, most of our instruments are just able to measure the amplitude, the magnitudes of the currents and voltages. They are not able to measure the phase. Se pravi, iz tega instrumenta vse, kar lahko dobim ven, je, da jaz lahko dobim samo absolutno vrednost impedance, ki je zdaj, pač ja, jasno, razmerje amplitude napetosti za amplitudo toka. So, all what I can get out of such a measurement is the magnitude of the impedance. I don't know the phase of the impedance. And in the real world, at higher frequencies, when we do measurements, the magnitude of the impedance is not an important quantity. So if I write the impedance, če napišem, da je tudi impedanca, ne? Impedanca, da je neka velikost impedance krat n jod fazni kurt impedance. So if I also write the impedance as being the magnitude of the impedance times the phase angle of the impedance, in most of our circuits, in most practical applications, this angle is much more important than the magnitude. Se pravi, v večini primeru je ta fazni kurt dost bolj pomemben kot velikost impedance. Ne? Kar vidimo, da s takšnimi merilnimi instrumenti ne prijemo kamer. Ne? Kakšna je zdaj rešitev? So where is, what is the solution now to find some kind of measurement that's more appropriate for high frequencies rather than using voltages and currents we've been used to from electrical engineering. Electrical engineers usually talk about voltages and currents, but this is not the most suitable quantity. To vprašanje postane še najbolj nazorno, kadar imamo prenosni vod, na katerem ne moramo definirati niti toka, niti napetosti. So, the question about measuring voltages and currents becomes most difficult when we have a transmission line where we cannot define the voltage and we cannot define the current. This is, for instance, a metal waveguide, a hollow metal tube, a waveguide. Valovod
je takšen primer prenosnega voda, kjer ne obstaja definicija napetosti, ne obstaja definicija toka. Ne, nek ne znamo zmeriti. Ne obstaja.
So, it's not an issue that we do not know how to measure the voltage on a, or current in a waveguide. They do not exist by definition in an environment like the internal of a hollow metal waveguide. Voltage does not exist by its definition. Current does not exist by its definition. So these things do not exist. Not that we do not know how to measure them. They do not exist at all. So we have to find a different way to make our measurements. Moramo najti eno drugo. No, in tista ta prava definicija je odbojnost. So the trick here to solve the problem is to define a new quantity, no longer use voltages and current, impedance, or the inverse, the admittance is the inverse of the impedance. No longer to use these quantities, but find a new quantity that's useful for our measurements. No, in ta nova veličina, se smo se že pogovarjali pri elektrodinamiki, kaj to je, moramo gledati v svetu, ki ima več kot kar nič dimenzij. So this new quantity comes as a real world requirement from a world that has more than zero dimensions. The world of Georg Simon Ohm, you know the Ohm law, that's called in the game. What was Georg Simon Ohm by profession? Do you know that? He was a monk living in a monastery, praying all day. Georg Simon Ohm bil menih, je živel v samostanu, and the monastery by definition has zero dimensions. Monks do not move out of the monastery. And this is the reason why this thing didn't work out. So, people that talk that we know the Ohm law, we are perfect electrical engineers, you know nothing about this world. You live in a world of zero dimensions in the monastery. Ja, zdaj pa, kako ta prava veličina naša je odbojnost. Se pravi, jaz imam spet ta isti zgled, imam mečni vir, imam tukaj gor priključeno breme, ampak jaz ne pišem več impedance, pač pa definiram odbojnost. I define this reflection coefficient. In gamma je definiran, kakor če privzamem z na neko karakteristično impedanco. Ne? So, the reflectivity, or reflection coefficient gamma, is defined against a preselected value of characteristic impedance. So, we agree about se držimo dogovor, koliko je ta ZK, ne? Ta ZK bo naša merska enota, zdaj, ki stavite, no? In odbojnost je neimenovano število, ker tukaj imamo Ohmi deljeno z Ohmi, so the reflection coefficient is a quantity without any measurement unit. This is just a ratio. A ratio that has no measurement units, and that's already
for us useful.
The beauty of reflectivity, se pravi, lepota te odbojnosti je v čem? Odbojnost je definirana za vsa fizikalna valovanja. So the reflectivity, reflection coefficient, can be defined for any kind of physical waves. Not necessarily related to electromagnetic theory, not necessarily related to high frequencies. Se pravi, odbojnost lahko definiramo za katero koli valovanje, ni nujno, da je elektrika, ni nujno, da so visoke frekvence. Zmeraj bolj dobiti. Reflectivity has this property that it is defined for all physical problems. So it's a much wider term than impedance or resistance, according to Georg Simon Ohm. Let's move out of the monastery. No, kje je lepota te odbojnosti? Kje pa navadi, kako definiramo odbojnost? Odbojnost običajno definiramo, če imam jaz en prenosni vod, tak, ki ga dosti krat uporabljam. So, reflectivity, reflection coefficient, where is defined? Is defined usually according to, if I have a transmission line, and this transmission line has a characteristic impedance that's defined by its series inductance, is defined by the parallel capacitance. This is for transmission line that can be represented as an electrical circuit. Se pravi, če lahko naš prenosni vod napišemo kot električno vezje in tak žični dvovod tu je, imamo induktivnost na enoto dolžino, so we have a distributed inductivity per length, unit length, we have a distributed capacitance per unit length, then we can define this characteristic impedance in this way. We may not be able to define the characteristic impedance. For instance, a waveguide is a typical example, electrical example, where there is no characteristic impedance. Free space, we have the free space impedance, the ratio between E and H. V praznem prostoru imamo E in H, sta povezana z impedanco praznega prostora, kjer ta povezava obstaja. Ne? Za zvočne valove imamo pritisk in hitrost. Spet razmerje teh dveh nam da karakteristične impedance. For sound waves, for sound, we have pressure and velocity of the particles. The ratio of the two pressure and velocity gives us the sound impedance of the medium. Kako zračunamo karakteristično impedanco? ZK za prenosen vod, ne, je zdaj, če imamo prenos, so for lossless line, characteristic impedance is inductivity per unit length, divided capacitance per unit length. Kakšne so običajne vrednosti? Se pravi, če vzamemo dvovod, kako sem tukaj narisal, recimo UTP kabel. If you have the internet UTP cable, the internet cable has an inductance per unit length that's 520 nanohenries per meter length. And has a capacitance per unit length of 52 picofarads per meter length. Se pravi, recimo UTP kabel ima 520 nanohenrijev na metr dolžine in 52 picofaradov na metr dolžine. Ne? Lahko skušamo tukaj zračunati, koliko je ZK. Ne? Tukaj. ZK je, tukaj imamo 520 krat 10 na minus 9. Nano je 10 na minus 9. Henrij so volt sekunde na amper. Ne? Volt seconds per ampere henrijs. Divided by 52 times 10 to the minus 12. Picofaradis, faradis so amperske sekunde na volt. So farads are ampere seconds per volt. Pico is 10 to the minus 12. Okay? Kaj dobimo zdaj tukaj? Dobimo, če tu zdaj skorjenim ven, zračunem, tu bo zdaj mi ostane 520, 52 ostane 10, ker 10 na minus 9, 10 na minus 8, 10 na 12, minus 12, 10 na 4.
merske enote, tukaj so seconds cancelled out, sekunde se pokrajšajo, volti na kvadrat z amperi na kvadrat. Se pravi, ta stvar je 100 ohmov. Karakteristična impedanca UTP kabla, Ethernet, je 100 ohmov. Karakteristika impedanca of Ethernet cable is 100 ohmov.
Now we have, zdaj imamo eno drugo vprašanje. Če imamo mi prenosni vod, kaj nam ta karakteristična impedanca koristi? Se pravi, če imamo brez izguben prenosni vod, so in the case of a lossless transmission line, what is this characteristic impedance useful for? It is useful to calculate the reflection we actually see here, gamma prime. Here, in the circuit, here we have a line with some characteristic impedance, and here we have the load, and the load has gamma here. And the length of the line is equal to L. Kaj lahko rečemo tukaj? Tukaj lahko rečemo, kako se preslika, ne? Preslikajo stvari, ne? In sicer lahko bi se tukaj narisal, se prvo, da imam jaz napredujoči val, ki ga sem. We have a forward wave, that we can write it as u n 0 times n min j beta z. Ne? Če bi gre v tej smeri, gre osi z. So if we have z, the coordinate along this line, we have one dimension z. The forward wave will be delayed by e to the minus j beta z, where beta is the phase constant. Ne? Kjer je beta fazna konstanta, beta fazna konstanta je ena z korijenom iz induktivnost na enoto dolžine krat kapacitivnost na enoto dolžine. Ja sem prav napisal. Ne. Mal sem prehitevo. Hitrost je to, kar sem napisal, ne beta. Se pravi, hitrost valovanja je. The velocity of the wave is. Velocity is 1 over. Inductivity per unit length, time capacitance per unit length. In fazna konstanta beta je kaj? Beta je omega delinos v, ne? Beta is the frequency, the angle of frequency, divided by the velocity. Se pravi, lahko bi napisali, da je to omega. On the same line, we may have a reflected wave, if reflectivity is different from zero. No, lahko odbiti val je u odbiti na začetku krat n plus j beta z. So on the same line we may have a reflected wave. A reflected wave that has the phase of the reflected wave goes in the opposite direction. Gre faza se vrti v obratni smeri. No, naša odbojnost, ne, zdaj, kakor funkcija zdaj, ja, ne, je zdaj u odbiti z u napredujoči, ne, še pišemo tukaj stvari, tako da govor, ne, no in tu pa je zdaj u odbiti per nič z u napredujoči per nič, so our reflection coefficient somewhere along the line is voltage of the reflected wave divided voltage by the forward wave, is this 2 at the beginning of the line times a 2 beta z, dvakrat beta z, ne, ker imamo plus od beta z v števcu, minus od beta z v imenovalcu, ne? Kjer naš gamma črtica, ne, tale naš gamma črtica, gamma prime here, is this constant, this ratio at the beginning of the line. So,
time, in J2 beta Z. In na koncu voda gama, naš gama, je pa koliko? Gama je pa gama črtica krat N J2 beta L, ne? Ker namesto Z je L, ker Z, tukaj Z je enako nič, Z is equal to zero at the beginning, Z is equal to L at the end of the line.
No, tukaj vidimo, da ta naša odbojnost se najbolj prilagaja dogajanju na prenosnem vodu, nam lepo opisuje prenosni vod. So our reflection coefficient nicely describes what's going along the line. And here we can solve our problem. Our problem was, if we know gamma, what is gamma prime? Gamma prime is very simple, the expression here for gamma prime. Gamma prime is simply gamma times A minus J 2 beta L. So, the transformation along the line, along this complex circuit containing distributed inductance and distributed capacitance, becomes very simple if we use gamma. Če želimo priti nazaj na impedanco, recimo tukaj kakšno impedanco vidimo, so what's the impedance we see at the beginning of the line, Z prime. Gamma prime is also equal to Z prime. Okay. Z prime plus Z. Okay. Lahko to enačbo zdaj v obratni smeri rešimo, ne? Se pravi, gamma Z in ZK, ne? Zdaj moramo rešiti enačbo z črtica, krat tukaj gamma črtica minus ena, če damo na to stran, je na drugi strani, imam pa zk, ne? In tam imamo minus in minus, se pravi minus zk gamma črtica minus zk, ne? In log dobimo ven, da ta črtica ne, je zdaj ena in gamma črtica z ena in gamma črtica. So now we have all the relationships, zdaj imamo vse povezave, ne? Iz impedance log dobimo odbojnost, odbojnost lahko preslikamo vzdolž voda, ko se zavrti, ne? In na koncu lahko, če želimo nazaj priti v impedanco, lahko gremo nazaj. The way of calculating things with transmission lines, if we have this new quantity reflection, is very, very simple. We transform the impedance into reflection coefficient. We correct the phase of the reflection coefficient by twice beta L, because we have both forward wave and reflected wave change the phase. And on the other end, if we want, we may want this thing, we may want to get back to the impedance. So what impedance do we see in such a thing, such a circuit? So a very complex problem is solved in a very simple way. Now, this reflection coefficient has some interesting properties. Odbojnost ima nekaj zanimivih lastnosti. In sicer jaz lahko impedanco pišem tako, ne, da impedanca je pač nek delovna impedanca in reaktivna impedanca, ne? So the impedance can be written as resistance and reactance. That's reactive part. In AC circuits. Usually you have passive components. So what's the definition of passive component? Kakšna je definicija, da imamo pasiven gradnik, da je upornost večja ali enaka. So, the resistive part has to be positive or zero. Should not be negative. Negative means we have something active, something generating new power in our load. So, a load generating power.
Kako to ne spadnice, da še zekam?
jazyka.
I forgot the paper. In front of the pred ulomkom mam jazyka. Kakšne lesnosti zdaj ima odbojnost? Če imamo pasiven gradnik, se pravi, če imamo breme. Posledica tega je, da je odbojnost po svoji absolutni vrednosti manjša ali enaka. So, the consequence of having a passive component is that the reflection coefficient of the passive component is less or equal 1.
We could derive this mathematically, to belong to Billy, z matematičnim računom, ampak dajmo reči razmišljati. Od pasivnega gradnika se odbije šipkejši val, kot je manj preletel. Nekaj te upadnega vala se uporabi v gradniku, manj se ga odbije. So, the explanation is very simple. The reflected wave is weaker if the component is passive, it is dissipating some of the incident power, so the incident wave is always stronger than the reflected wave from a passive. And that's the reason why gamma has to be smaller than 1.
To je za nas zelo uporabno, ker lahko takšno impedanco narišemo na omejen prostor. So, the reflection coefficient of a passive component can be plotted to on a leaf in the whole space.
Gamma less than 1, what this means? Che pomeni gamma manjko kak 1, ne? Gamma manjko kak 1 pomeni, da jaz lahko narišem vse skupaj na diagram, kjer imam tukaj recimo realni del od gamma, kjer imam tukaj imaginarni del od gamma. In moj rezultat se obvezno mora nahajati na krogu znotraj enotnega kroga. So my result must lie within the unit circle. No, tukaj bi lahko rekli, da tukaj imam pasivni gradnik. In da zunaj imam aktivni gradnik. Aktiven gradnik ima jasno realni del, upornost, negativno tukaj. Ne? Pasivni gradnik ima upornost, tukaj imate večje od nič. In tale naša črta, ne? Naša črta je točno R je enako nič. So the unit circle is exactly equal to R equal to 0. Takšni risbi, rečemo Smithov diagram. So we usually call a plot of gamma, we call it a Smith plot, Smith chart. Smithove diagrame, ki sem vam zdaj razdelil, the Smith charts, I distributed over the board now, right now. Smithove diagrami imajo razen skale za gamma, ne, gamma je lepo radialno, velikost, kot kakar je, ker to je diagram za gamma, ima se na ta isti Smithov diagram narisene tudi pripajajoče vrednosti pedali, se pravi, nekdo je to formule, so this formula was already pre-computed on the Smith chart, so that you can read directly z in place of gamma. Gamma is always the quantity that's directly plotted on the Smith chart. Well, we have lines for z. In ta Smithov diagram, kakor ste dali okolje leta, tu je bila, se je tržno prodajala. Ta Philip Smith, ki je tu zmislil, nekje v času pred drugo svetovno vojno, je to stvar lepo dal tiskati in je to stvar prodajal. So, Philip Smith that invented this chart right before the Second World War, actually sold this as a calculator for impedances. And he was printing this chart and selling this chart. His widow later
offer this as a public domain discharge. So I can distribute it freely right now and you need not pay money for it.
Right. Zakaj je Smithov diagram tako uporaben? Why was the Smith chart so useful? Because in the Smith chart, I draw my tendency that corresponds to gamma. I plot my tendency. Potem, če imam en kos prenosnega voda, ne, se jaz zdaj zasukam tukaj, se zasukam z kot 2 beta. So in the Smith chart I make a rotation. Rotation, this rotation angle is equal to, this angle here is 2 beta L. In radians, of course, radians I have. Units are radians. I have to convert to degrees. And I can come to gamma prime. And I can read out of Z prime. Se pravi, vse te račune, gledajte, ta račun imam narisan Smithovem diagramu. Na to se zavrtim na Smithovem diagramu z izbrani kot, koliko je dolžina mojega voda. In obratni račun, spet, ta račun je spet narisan na smernem diagramu. Na Smithovem diagramu. Ne? So, the way to use the Smith chart is, I plot the impedance. I read the gamma. I rotate this phasor of the gamma for my line length here. And once I am in the end point, I can also read out the impedance. What is special on these Smith charts? If I want to plot impedance, če želim napisati impedanco gor, se moram dogovoriti, koliko ta karakteristična impedanca je. Te Smithove diagrami, ki sem dal v kuli, imajo zakaj eno. So, the Smith chart I actually gave you out is plotted for ZK is 1 ohm. You have to multiply this by 50 or by 100 if you have a different characteristic, you know, 50 ohm or 100 ohm or whatever you're writing. Zdaj, čar koli vaš diagram je, je treba bo spremeniti. Where is, kje je naša zdaj prednost govoriti o gamma? Where is our big advantage using the reflection coefficient? I mentioned at the beginning that the magnitude of Z is a quantity that does not tell me much about what's going on. Se pravi, absolutna velikost impedance mi napove kaj dosti o samem bremenu. Ta impedanca je lahko čisto delana, pa čisto jalova, pa je še zmeram 50 ohm. Ne? So this impedance may be completely reactive, or may be completely real, and it's still 50 ohms, and I don't know anything about. From the magnitude, it's difficult to judge. While with gamma, things are different. Z gamo so stvari drugačne. Ne? Z gamo, brez izgubne vodu, we are always talking about a lossless line. Brez izgubne. On the lossless line, things are much different. On the lossless line, smo povedali, da gamma je razmerje napetosti, ampak gamma po absolutni vrednosti na kvadrat je pa razmerje moči moč odbitka vala z močjo temperaturnega vala. So, on the lossless line, the square of the magnitude of the gamma is equal to the ratio of the power. Power of the forward wave, power of the reflected wave. So power of the reflected wave divided by power of the forward wave. So, the magnitude of gamma actually has a physical meaning. Absolutna vrednost gamme, za razliko od absolutne vrednosti impedance, absolutna vrednost od gamme nam zelo dosti povej o močeh. Ne? Kadar tukaj čist nečno. Here we do not know nothing about powers, because this can be fully real or fully reactive, and we don't know anything about power. While here power is directly related to the magnitude of gamma. In tu je tisti naš glavni razlog da mi imamo tako radi gamma, ne? Gamma nam takoj pove, odvojnost nam takoj pove, ki se događa. So gamma is immediately telling us what's going on. Is our load absorbing power? Is our load reflective power? So it's an immediate quantity that has a meaning. While the magnitude of the impedance does not have a meaning. Because it may be reactive or may be radiative. Here, we have exactly the exact question. So the power delivered to the load, so rečemo tukaj, da je moč bremena, ne? Moč, ki podobimo na breme, ne? Moč. So the load power, power on the load, is power of the forward wave minus power of the reflective wave. Or written with gamma, this may be power of the forward wave times 1 minus gamma squared. The magnitude of the gamma squared. Se pravi, gamma nam takoj pove koliko moči požre breme, koliko moči odbije. Vse te razmerja so definirana z velikostjo odbojnosti. Tako da gamma je zelo korista veličina, tudi če poznamo samo njeno velikost. Gamma is an extremely useful quantity, even if we just know its magnitude, if we don't know its phase. Now, talking in the air, what we are doing, let's see how to measure gamma. We have methods to measure gamma. Sprej, imamo postavke, ki lahko neposredno merijo gamma, ne? Odbojnost. Tako da, tu znamo, so gamma is a quantity that can actually measure directly with a suitable instrument. Where the trick? Ena taka možnost je merilni mostiček. So one way is to build a bridge for gamma that has resistors equal to Cj, has a voltmeter, tamo se tiče, ki ima voltmeter, ima tukaj plus onko voltmeter, tukaj sem pa tu imamo naše neznano breme. Here we connect our unknown load in our bridge. In tukaj imamo še vir. Ki ima tukaj napetost U, ne? Tukaj plus, recimo, ko značimo napetost onko, in pa tukaj ima sem. So this is a device, this is a circuit now. It has several decays, but if we manage that we have all these decays, se pravi, če nam uspe, da vidimo 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 zakajo tukaj, pa rešimo enako, so we solve the equations for this circuit, we see that the voltage on the voltmeter je enak voltage of the generator, napisam ga tako. Tukaj 8 krat gamma. So this bridge, if we solve the whole circuit, we find such a relationship. In iz teh odnosov lahko neposredno, recimo, če mirimo napetost na voltmetru, lahko računamo gamma, ne? Gamma, če ga grem zračunati tukaj ven, je 8 krat napetost voltmetra, da je eno za napetost. So in this way we can measure gamma directly with a suitable bridge. Now this thing may not have a meaning for you. Verjetno tu veze se nas ni komplicirano, pa nima pomena za nas. Ampak tu vezje je zdaj resnično vezje. So this circuit may not have a meaning right now as it was drawn here on the board. But there are important details. Pomemben podatek je, da je tu resnični izvor. Ki ima notranje
voltage source or a current source. Voltage sources and current sources are ideal components. This is a real component that has some internal impedance. And that internal impedance is equal to ZK. In this case, njegova notranja impedanca je jednaka ZK. K je izvedljivo. So we can build actually such a source. We cannot build an ideal voltage source. We cannot build an ideal current source. But a source that has a defined internal impedance, we can build this one. So this is a real source. This is very important. Not just this. Here we have yet another thing. Tukaj imamo resnični voltmeter. So here we have a real world voltmeter. This voltmeter does not have an infinite internal impedance. Ta voltmeter nima neskončne impedance. Tukaj smo rabili taza, ki smo bi želeli, da bi imamo neskončne. Here we would like to have a voltmeter with an infinite impedance. This one here is actually a real world voltmeter. Ki ima spet ZK notranjo impedanco. So a voltmeter with its internal impedance equal to ZK. Again, something real we can build. And this is the background of this circuit. Tu je zdaj ozadje tega merilnega mostička za odbojnost. Ne? Ozadje merilnega mostička za odbojnost je ta, da jaz imam tukaj zdaj resnične voltmeter, resničen vir. Stvari ti lahko izdelam. So, I have a real source, a real voltmeter. These are not imaginary devices. This is a real device. Tu so resnične stvari in resnične stvari jih lahko izvedem. Tu se da izdelati. Prepoljubni. So I can build real components, I can build any frequency. Not ideal, then that I have some disturbing, some parasitic impedance, as in the case here. Now, here we want a voltmeter with precisely defined, it's precisely defined it is, but this can be built. And this real source can be built. We cannot build an ideal current source, we cannot build an ideal source, voltage source, but a source with a certain amount of internal impedance, that can be built. To je tisti trik, zaradi tega gremo na mostiček. Mostiček uporablja resničen voltmeter, ki ima ZK notran, in resničen vir, ki ima tudi ZK. V samimi resničnimi gradniki tukaj gradimo. Ne? Ni treba imeti idealni gradnik, kot nikjer ne zahtevamo. To je tudi zdaj filozofija dobrega inženjera. This is the philosophy of a good engineer. What's the difference between a good engineer and a bad engineer? The bad engineer is always talking, I have parasitic capacitors, I have parasitic ideas, I have any sort of troubles on this world. What the good engineer says, oh, thanks God, I have this impedance, I'm going to use it in a circuit. Dober inženir reče, hvala Bogu, da jih imam. Je to ima isto parabo v mojem vezijo. Slab inženir pa pravi, imam ta parazit, pa imuni parazit, pa ne, rabo bi dražji kost, pa niso bo več salo. Ne? Dober inženir pa pravi, tisto, kar ima. Zdaj, tudi pri merilnem mostičku je treba paziti, kaj znamo meriti. Ne? Če jaz znam meriti tukaj samo napetost voltmetra, velikost, in znam meriti tukaj samo napetost generatorja, so if I'm only able to measure the amplitude of this source and the amplitude with the voltmeter, then of course this turns out that I'm always only able to measure the absolute value of gamma. It's 8 times voltage on the voltmeter divided voltage of the source. Internal voltage. Jasno, če imamo voltmeter, ki tega ne zna meriti, lahko dobimo samo absolutno vrednost gamma. Ampak spet imamo prednost. Skje tukaj je prednost? Prednost je v tem, da ta naš gamma, ima nek pomen. So the real advantage is that even though we only get the absolute value of gamma, not its phase, we don't know the phase of gamma. If we have just a simple voltmeter here and we know the voltage of the source. If we don't know the phase of this voltage.
But this one has a physical meaning because it's related to powers. Velikost gamma ima fizikalni pomen. Ta tukaj,
this Z, has no physical meaning for us. So that's the advantage of doing things with gamma.
Dobro, zdaj, ena možnost je, da naredimo merilni mostiček. Ta naš merilni mostiček ima mogoče samo eno slabo, ima kakšno slabo lastnost tudi, so pa dejansko inštrumenti z njimi izdelani. Tako, znači, tudi dobiste, merilni mostiček ga dobiste za vse inštrumente, ga dobiste, halo, dobiste za vse. So, reflektometer bridge, is actually a component you can buy. You can buy such a bridge. For any kind of instrument, we usually can buy the bridge.
Up in the lab, we also, I will show you, we have some bridges we make on our own. Tudi doma se ga da naredi. Doma smo ga naredi v laboratoriju, imamo doma izdelni mostiček.
Ampak za kakšne meritve ta mostiček ima mogoče kakšno slabo lesnost, kakšno narodnost. Ne? Jaz tukaj vidim prvomotičko standardnosti dvej. Ne? So, the bridge is a very nice strategic candidate, but it has two problems. One problem is that this source sphere and this voltmeter do not have a common point, a common connection. Problem je, da mi, voltmeter ima dva vroča priključka, vir ima dva vroča priključka, nimamo ene skupne točke, ki bi jo lahko ozemljili. At high frequencies we prefer to ground some point. Now, if we ground one of the leads of the voltmeter, of the source, then we have two floating leads of the voltmeter. If I ground one of the leads of the voltmeter, then I have my generator that needs two floating points, two floating potentials. Se pravi, imam dva plavajoča potencijala ali na voltmetru, ali pa dva plavajoča potencijala na viru, recimo, če samo zemljiv eno skupo voltmetra. And that's quite a disadvantage, to je kar slaba lesnost pri visokih frekvencah, kar je glavo bolj, malo kako stvarno. To je jedna stvar. Druga stvar, kar je pri merilnem mostičku, je ta, da merilni mostiček porabi zelo dosti moči za lastno delovanje. Jaz tudi, če imam brezhibno prilagojeno breme, dobim na njemu samo četrtino bremene, tri četrtine moči generatorja, izhodne moči tukaj, se pokuri na treh uporih ZK. So the other problem with the bridge is that the power given by the generator, so outside this green circle, se pravi moč, ki jo daje generator, if I have a perfectly matched load here, only one quarter of the generator power is actually given to the load. And three quarters are lost in resistors. Zdaj, ta stvar ni omejitev za meritev laboratorij. This is not a significant disadvantage for a laboratory measurement. But we do not have only laboratory measurements. We have measurements in the field. Se pravi, mi nimamo samo meritev laboratorij, imamo tudi meritev odzure, ne? Recimo, mi skušamo nadzirati, kaj se dogaja z anteno. Let's say that this thing is an antenna. We want to check the operation of this antenna. Hočemo preveriti delovanje te antene. Seveda lahko priključimo na njo reflektometrski mostiček. Ampak, tri četrtine moči bomo zgubili na pore. Mi bi hoteli imeti to merilno napravo stalno priključeno. So we would like to have a device that can be connected all of the time of the antenna, so that we see, if the antenna is still there, maybe in winter ice accumulated on the antenna, and maybe, as in this country happens, the antenna was stolen. The antenna is made of copper, and there are people that are collecting copper and stealing antennas. Se pravi, iščemo eno drugo rešitev, se pravi, če so strojno bi odnesli antena, ki je bila bakrena, ne? Če so sigarni odnesli antena. Kako nadzirate, so how to solve this problem. And the solution is a directional coupling. Rešitev za tu je smerni sklop. Mir.
So the solution is a directional coupler to make such measurements. Kakšna bo ta naša prava? Directional coupler can be built as a coaxial cable with two conductors, internal conductors. So iz meni sklopi klop naredimo kakor koaxialni kabel, ki ima dve žili tukaj ga. In tukaj ga recimo preklopimo naš vir. Tukaj preklopimo naše breme. Recimo, vir je naš oddajnik, let's say that our generator is our transmitter and this is our antenna. Ga preklopimo preko enega voda, ki ima neko induktivnost na enoto dolžine in ima neko kapacitivnost na enoto dolžine. Kaj se zdaj v takšno vodo dogaja? Ja, v takšno vodu imamo tudi sklop do sosednega voda, ne? Some coupling capacitors. Per unit length. And we have some mutual inductors per unit length. Tudi jada da. Do druge žile imamo medsebojna induktivnost, medsebojna kapacitivnost. Če imamo medsebojna induktivnost, moram pisati pika, so for mutual inductance, je kar tu draw dots, for the sense of the windings. Ta vod ima tudi svojo induktivnost na enoto dolžine, ima tudi svojo kapacitivnost na enoto dolžine. Ne? No in kaj dobim tukaj noter? Izkaže se, da napredujoči val se sklaplja v tej smeri. So the forward wave is actually coupled in the opposite direction. Če dam zdaj tukaj en voltmeter, ki ima notranjo impedanco ZK, ne? Dobim tukaj na voltmetru, voltmeter 1, U1, ne? Dobim je zdaj neka sorazmerna vrednost krat U napredujoče. So, this voltage on this voltmeter here is proportion, there's a proportional coefficient times the voltage of the forward wave. Forward wave means the forward wave actually couples backwards if we account for the phases of the windings of the coils and phase of the capacitor. Če pravi, če poštevamo fazo kapacitivnega in induktivnega sklopa, vidimo, da se stvari, bi videli, da se stvari sklapljajo nazaj. Ne? Na drugem koncu, se nam pa odbiti val, so the reflected wave, is coupled this way, and we have a voltmeter that has its characteristic impedance, voltmeter 2 here, number 2. So the voltage shown here, napetost, ki jo vidimo tukaj na tem voltmetru, U2 je zdaj nek sorazmernostni koeficient krat U odbiti. Dokončamo še to. Ne? Let's finish this issue, then we make a break. Okay? No, ta sklop, ne, ta koeficient sklopa, je odvisen tudi od dolžine tega voda. So the length of this coupled line affects the coupling coefficient. And if I plot here the coupling coefficient as a function of length, here is A, the coupling coefficient increases up to a maximum at 1/4 wavelength, then decreases to 0, then increases again. But here changes the phase. The phase is changed here, so this should really go down here. So if I plot the magnitude of this coupling coefficient. Taki sklopniki ponavadi se gradijo do dolžine lambda četrt. Ne? Se pravi, tukaj je ponavadi uporabno območje. Ne? No, in s takšno napravco lahko mi, se pravi, z načrtovanjem, primernim, kakšne razmah med palcami tukaj noter vodniki in tu, lahko vplivamo na ta A, tako da lahko A naredimo tukaj poljuben. Se pravi, so this A can be actually made arbitrary. If we have a high power transmitter, then we need just a very small fraction of power to measure the forward and the reflected wave. So we do very, very weak coupling. We keep the distance quite large to have a very small mutual inductance, to have a very small coupling capacitance in between here. There is, talking about theory, we would need 3 hours just to describe this thing in theory in detail. So we have 3 hours to resolve this stvar po drobnosti. Ampak za nas, kaj je pomembna stvar, mi želimo dobro smernost, ne? So, to get good directivity, what is directivity? Kaj je to smernost? Smernost je, da ta sklopnik uspe ločiti napredujoči val od odbitka. So, directivity of a coupler means how good is a coupler to separate the reflected wave from the forward wave. Se pravi, če imamo tukaj brezhibno prilagojeno anteno, so what could be the directivity if we have here a perfectly matched load, how much reflected wave do still see here? Se pravi, koliko odbitega vala še vidimo, tudi če bi imeli brezhibno prilagojeno breme tukaj, ne? To je povedati. In ta smernost zahteva en pojav, zahteva en pogoj, in sicer tukaj noter tale epsilon in mi, možete biti homogena. So, it's very easy to get good directivity from such a coupler, as long as epsilon and mi are kept homogeneous inside here. So this can be easily done with a piece of coaxial cable that is filled with the same dielectric. Če želimo coaxial cable, ki ga napolnimo z istim dielectricom. Tako kot imamo več dielectrikov, da stvar ni homogena, se stvari zakompli. So things here get really complicated if we have more than one dielectric. Usually we do not have ferromagnetic stuff inside, but dielectrics we have, we build less. So things, where they become complicated, things become complicated when you have printed circuit boards. Na tiskanih vezjih postanejo tukaj, recimo, če želimo to napravo izdelati na tiskanem vezju, postanejo težave, ker imamo vitroplast in imamo zrak. So on a printed circuit board we have the glass fiber epoxy that has one dielectric constant and we have air that has another dielectric constant. Then this thing is difficult to make. We will talk more at the end of this course about microstrip techniques, how to actually solve this problem. So, let's now make the break. Naredimo od Mars Day. In nadaljujemo naprej, kako bomo to stvar uporabili pole, ne?